We want to welcome you back to the Holy Ghost Calling website. Brother Freedom is here, and the Holy Spirit's really been dealing with him today. He's been having a wonderful sense of God's presence. And also, we've had some prayer answers as the Lord has been touching some of you who have written in, and we just want to thank him. God is so good. He's so wonderful. Without him, we would be worthless and could do nothing. But God is so glorious. He's wonderful, and we're trusting he's going to anoint Brother Freedom tonight. There's a message building within his being, and we won't know what it's all about till the Holy Spirit's finished with it, but it will touch you. So we hope that you will hang on and stay there, because really, I don't know anywhere else that I know to send people for the deeper things. The Lord is so wonderful, getting close to him. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your healing touch on those people that are out there, your saving touch, your delivering touch. We thank you, Lord, for releasing faith. We thank you, Lord, that these ones out there will sell out to you totally, that you might have your way. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom, anointing him tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost and speaking through him. Whatever it is that's on your heart, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Our Father, we thank you for this wonderful, very special day. Lord, we realize that there's problems in this nation today. I see them on the, there's a lot of flooding, a lot of homes are the lost, a lot of people are not home tonight. And Father, we know that serious things are happening in this land. And Father, we know it's very critical. If this rain keeps up too long, there will be no crops in areas because it's too wet. And Father, we know that this is just another sign that you're coming very soon. Because perilous times will come. And they're going to come as a plague upon this earth. And they're going to come to seek out those that might give in to the Spirit of God. Hopefully, many will. But those will be indifferent, and those will go their own ways in self. They'll miss out, I believe, on your great plan that you have for man. You've got a great plan that's going to move on very quickly. And Father, we just pray that you touch the hearts of your people in a very powerful way, a very splendid way. And we thank you that you're the answer. You spoke to me this week that self blocks you, or you told me self blocks God. So ourselves really need to come out from among this world, and we need to incorporate your power, your blessings, your love, your protection, your guidance, your mighty direction, that we might have that freedom, that liberty that we cherish so much in you, that many don't even know anything about it. Many of them this night are in bondage. They're hurting. Many are having troubles. Many are having trouble sleeping. And as the time goes on and on, there'll be more troubles about this. More restless nights. More restless days. More, the heartbeat grows harder and sharper as these times come forth. We pray that you might bless your people, because I believe the exodus of your people is very soon. You're coming for a holy people, a people who have their mind set on you this day. We pray this day for a mighty blessing upon this land this day. We pray for those that are find themselves a little indifferent to your Spirit. We pray that they will resolve the problems they have. And Father, they consider your ways. They might come to join what you have for them. That they might be not a hindrance no longer, but they would be a blessing. They would receive that adoption from heaven. They might receive that insight that's so very valuable in this wonderful day. We are living in a wonderful day, because many, I don't think, will see death. Those that are right, they're going to go right on into glory. And in a twinkling of an eye, just a split second, they're going to be from here to the wherever the farthest, wherever we're going, it'll be that fast. And Father, we know that's coming very soon. And what a privilege it is to be numbered in your, with your people. Lord, we know that you have a mighty touch from heaven to touch the church again with your mighty power. We pray that you'd anoint this word that shall be rise this night. We pray that you'd open the hearts to hear it, that they might receive it gladly. Father, I just pray that this word will go to the right people, the people that will do your will. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I truly believe that we're very close, what we might say, the 11th hour. Jesus, the last thing that, basically the things that he discussed with his disciples, he told that we might receive that power from the Holy One. He says, go and tarry in Jerusalem. 120 went and tarried, and they were one accord. And they waited. The Spirit of God fell upon them in a mighty way. The word says it's like a rushing mighty wind came. But I'd like to read the first part. He seeing this before he spake of the resurrection of Christ, that of the that the soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus God hath raised up, whereof we all are his witnesses. Therefore, being on the right hand of God, God exalted and have received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost. Jesus had the promise before he left. He was led by the Spirit of God. He went out being led. The Lord Jesus, he says, you know, disciples, and those of you that I've come to contact with, you've seen these miracles proceed out of my being. But I'm letting you on a secret. I am the Son of God. I am the Son of my Father. And I've been sent here. But when I came to this earth, I stripped myself of all power. I didn't come as a king. I had to be moved upon by the Holy Ghost. I went through this by myself. Now, you, my disciples, you see what this is, and it will fit you also. And this power will go on for you as far off, it says in the Word of God, as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. This promise is, oh, glory, I feel the Spirit of God is so strong here. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God's still calling right now. But you know, the Lord spoke to me today. I prayed in the Spirit this morning more than I have in a long time. I mean, it was hard work. There was a lot of bondage out there, and I had to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. I prayed a couple hours. It's hard work when you pray in the Holy Ghost because you're doing a work from God. You get edified, you get built up, but you don't know what you're saying. And with that, you're moving through the Spirit of God. And God transfers problems as you pray in the Spirit that unties and sets free many times conditions, places, things that will happen, like praying for a person that's going to would face some death. When you do this, you can unlock the call of God to such a degree that that person will be saved. You can see that God's hand in a mighty way through the power of the Holy Ghost. It said, this promise is far off, even the Lord thy God shall call. And God's wanted it such a way that his people would be no longer walking in their own self, no longer walking in their own suggestions, guessing what they're going to do, fretting what they're going to do, because they don't know what they're going to do. And that's what the natural man does. He labels it as a child of God, but reality, he's a natural man. He uses the Word of God, but he doesn't do it through the Spirit. And where the Spirit is, I guarantee you there is power and there is liberty. That's how these prayers are getting answered all over the world, because God said he'd do it, but it's done through the Spirit. It's done by the Lord thy God here in a powerful way. I am able to conduct my business, and no man can tell me what thus said the Lord what to do. I wish for men to listen to me instead of me having to obey them. And I say my people that I hear are all the time telling me they want me to do this, they want me to do this, they want to build this church, they want me to provide the money for them, they want me to do all this, but it's all for them. And I wish for a people that's moved on by my spirit. They learn to live and walk and talk in my blessing, my anointing, and that with I can shape them into my people. I can shape them into a likeness that looks like me. But I say any man, any woman, any species upon earth that calls himself mankind, if they don't move in the spirit, it's very hard for them to conduct business as righteousness. They're living in self. They're living in their own indications. They're thinking what they wish to do. And they make these great sermons. And they imagine they polish these words, so polished that they're flawless because they practice to do good. But they want me to sanctify it, to say it's all right. And I've been doing this with many of my people for a long time, but I say this is not what I wish for. It's not what I came to do. I came to move to the hearts of my people as the early church, walking in the Spirit, that my people would not fulfill the lust of the flesh, walking very intently by this Savior's power. That when they speak to me in the Spirit, they know what the answer is. They know what the conditions are. They know what the Spirit is. And I say, I guarantee you, my people that are called by my name do not know what spirit they are in. Many are in a religious spirit that's far from my truth. It's close, but it imitates, but it's not the real thing. I wish for a people that will walk in my benediction, walk in my calling, walk in my faithfulness. That they would generate love, they would generate power, and when I assign them to a job, if they're equipped, they go out and do what I call for them to do. When they finish that, they're wait for assignment, and that time they're on faith, living by faith, and they're waiting upon me. And that does not that what my word says. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I mean, every one of my people quote that scripture. But I say they're not doing it actually as it is written. My people need to realize that they need to wait upon me because I can tell them where to go. I can tell them what to do. And they will not miss. They'll always be right. And they'll have my love upon them. And they have my attire upon them. And I shall give them a blessing. And I shall dress them with my glory. And they shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall be moved upon by my Holy Spirit from heaven. And they will walk in victory day by day. And they will not walk in the ways of this world. But they will not walk by might nor by power. But they will walk by my Spirit, said the Lord. That they will walk in my blessing. They will walk in my faithfulness. But I say the early church had problems. The problems arise any time that you get back in self, you lose your spirit. In about 50 years or more, people start going the other way. They start getting educated. Well, we can educate our way, and they educate their spirit right out of the picture. They educate that they know what's up, but they don't know what's down. Because they did, they're going to realize that they may go down. Down's not a good place. And to get up, you have to go through the Spirit of God. You have to get on your knees and pray. You have to call upon His name. You have to pray without ceasing. You must read my word as I conduct it for you. And I shall lead my people in all truth. And I shall set them free. And you'll be more than conquerors. Those that follow me will be more than conquerors through me, which loves them. And I shall bless them. And I shall enrich them. But I say, as Jesus told my people, wait and tarry to be endued with on power. I feel right now by the Spirit of God, I'm going to read in John, and I believe that God wants me to read this, and then maybe He'll speak to us some more. And I'm going to start out, and I'm doing it very deliberately. I can do it by my memory, but I don't. The Lord wants me to just to read it. Okay, we're going to start in the 14th chapter of John. We're going to start about the 12th verse. And I'm going to read it. I can quote it, but I'm going to read it because that's what God wants me to do. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works shall he do because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, this is Jesus talking. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now Jesus is just giving a sound spot here exactly. If you don't have to get super spiritual right now, but just what he's saying, if you do it, it'll work. It'll work. He's speaking a lifestyle for the church. He's speaking what we're supposed to do. For if ye love me, keep my commandments. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. And this is Jesus saying, he says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Even the Spirit of truth of the world cannot see, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth in you. For he dwelleth in you. God wants to really touch your hearts right now. He dwells within you. Out there, you don't understand what I'm saying, because he doesn't dwell within you. You have a formula, but your denomination, wherever you're at, has made up, but it's not through the Spirit. It says, greater is he that's within you, he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. You don't forget. God doesn't forget. And you don't forget. If you've got the Spirit, it'll come to you. He moves by his might, by his power. But even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be with you. Hallelujah. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. But if I go away, the Comforter will come. Nevertheless, it is expedient for you that I go away. This is the 16th chapter, 7th verse. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. That's Jesus. Jesus never lies. Jesus is always right. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you in all truth. Isn't that wonderful? He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, those who speak, that he shall share with things to come. For he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show unto you all things. I'm very deliberate what I'm saying, because this is God's plan. It's God's reason for what he has done. But you know, the problem is, God wants to speak some more, but he wants me to get a little bit of foundation down. Over in the Acts, the 7th chapter, and Stephen was being taken out of the town, they're going to be stoning. He preaches this sermon. This is the sermon before where he's stoning. He says, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you not always resist the Holy Ghost. Now I'll guarantee you this is right here, because I have witnessed churches, and I mean, they're the ones, the biggies, And they say, we will not allow the Holy Ghost to move in our church. We don't want him in here. Well, I'll tell you, you're on perilous ground. You're on quicksand. He says, do you always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. The book of Acts is a recording of what took place. They were stiff-necked. They resisted the Holy Ghost. Now they got rid of Jesus, and then they resisted the Holy Ghost. You know, Jesus went upon the cross, but many of the churches nowadays, it's all about Jesus and nothing but the Holy Ghost. But see, they got it backwards. Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit. If you want to get truthful, it's the Holy Ghost that's here in your churches. And God's just been very good to you to allow this. You've slandered him. You've been stiff-necked about him. You've done terrible things. Great problems you've created about him when he's a gentleman. The Holy Ghost is wonderful. And he's always very special. In the book of Acts, we see how the Holy Ghost came upon Saul of Tarsus. Saul couldn't see. And there's great scales on his eyes. Jesus spoke to him. All these actions of supernatural power come by the way of the Holy Ghost. It's nice when God anoints me by the Holy Ghost, but I'm here tonight to let you know the Holy Ghost is all of the forces that brings healing, that brings all the gifts. The book of Ephesians talks about the gifts from the Holy Ghost. They're here that the church might be able to survive in this last hour. The church is not doing well right now. The church is very silent through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now I've seen a little bit about how the Holy Ghost worked, and I've seen in the last years, and I've seen churches, I've seen no move at all in the church. I didn't see no move. I seen a few people that God sent in, and they called them heretics. They sent them their way. They told them they wasn't wanted. They didn't need those kind of people there. So the church has suffered. And you might say, well, no, we got a wonderful church. Well, you may have a natural church. But a natural church is not going to get the job done. You're not going to be able to pray for the sick to recover. God's been merciful. A bunch of you go together. A thousand get together. Well, God sometimes heals you because so many are crying out to his name. But one person can call him out, God heal him immediately. You can see what the picture is. God is the reason for what his book says. This book is a recording of God's love, of God's peace. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God knew that mankind was at a place that they couldn't handle themselves. Even after Jesus come, they needed the Spirit of God, so that they were to be endued with power from on high, that they might receive extra strength. They might receive extra promises. They might receive the blessings of God. These words of God, they have to have the anointing upon them to be beneficial. The Spirit of God makes our Bible come to action. This Bible comes alive when the Spirit of the Lord is. There's power in God's Word. The Bible says, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, I'll guarantee you, I prayed this morning. I prayed a long time. But I tell you, I feel different than I did yesterday. The Holy Ghost is a real, special power. And without it, we lose out. We don't have the strength. God's here to uplift us, to encourage us in a very special way. The early church was real powerful at the first. But Paul spoke many times. He says there were those came in and were enemies against the things of God. That's what's happened to our churches. There's people that don't have an ounce of the Spirit of God in them, and they come in and dictate to many churches, the structure of that church. They'll say, well, I'm not going to go there unless you go my way. So that person has a lot of money, generally, and so they control things. But we need the Spirit of God alive. We need the Spirit of God to be alive in our places. We need the Spirit of God to conduct businesses. We need His precious gift of eternal life. We need to be real, to have that real blessing, that we can live in peace, that we can live in joy, we can live in successful blessing. In our own selves, we cannot be successful. We get dry. The more you're dry, we get indifferent. And so that's when we have to go to the old natural man. When you get your experience gets dry, you got to go down, you got to figure out. And so you take a piece of paper and you practice and you do a lot of graphics things until you get something that looks good on paper. But it comes by just your mind. What God wants is coming by the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's power, there's blessing, and you can have eternal love, you can have eternal power, you can have blessing, you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You can do a work for God, you can walk in His right blessings, you can walk under His supervision. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they agree? We need the Spirit of God that we can walk in agreement. We need the Spirit of God to help us. We need the Spirit of God that keeps us straight, that we might be above reproach, that we might walk in God's favor, we might walk in His blessing, that we might be at peace in our hearts, we might walk to be in the benefits of God's blessing, that we might walk in His power, that we might walk in His anointing. You know, Israel, for many years, we'd go with God just a little bit, and then something happened. They'd start worshiping idols, they'd start doing these things, and God would have to deal with them. But God gave them the Spirit of God. The early church was a powerful church. It had a powerful witness. It had powerful blessings. And when Apostle Paul did a wonderful work, he did a work from heaven. He did a work that was very up to date with God. The disciples wrote the books of the Bible and how they spoke many rich words, how they did great exploits, but it was done through the Spirit of God. These were poor, these men weren't really educated other than there was Apostle Paul, maybe Luke, some of them were unlearned, but God used them anyway. God moved mightily upon them, and He wrote great, great things, and those things cannot be accomplished only by the edification, the grace of the Holy Ghost upon it, that they will help us to achieve the right things that God has for us, that we can be on assignment for God daily, that we can be praying the Spirit, and the Spirit of God will tell us where to go, what to do, what to say, where the location is, and these can only be done through the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I don't care what you say. Man's way cannot, the enemy knows all about you. He can see everything you're doing. He knows everything that you're saying. He knows everything about you. And he doesn't even have to worry about you. He said it's all there, up to that. But you start moving to the Spirit. And when the Spirit of the Lord is, the enemy gets confused. He's in total confusion. When he gets in total confusion, he buds off and leaves you alone. He goes some other place, someplace else that wants what he has. So if you want to walk the natural way, he will come to your doorstep. He will come there and be with you. He will share your meetings. He will come in and give you troubles, and he will give you heartaches, and he'll give you things that you don't want to remember. He will give you great bad things, and you can do it all in the name of the Lord and receive wrong things. You need to realize that God wants us to move through His Spirit. The Bible says, in the last days, we must worship the God in spirit and truth. What it means, He wants us to live in spirit and in truth. We will live in truth. The Word shall set us, the truth is the Word. And the truth shall set us free. But we need also the priorities of the Holy Spirit within us. We need that close encounter day by day that I go to my Lord and I talk to Him in the Spirit.
I don't just go out here and guess what I'm going to do. I don't get out here and take a piece of paper and get two or three people and say, well, this is what we're going to do in our church today. We're going to be doing this. Now, we're going to pray that God will, they always say they want to include God. They want to make sure that He blesses what they're doing. But God wants you to do what He wishes for you, and He will bless your work. We got the opposite a year ago. My brother and I, we went up to a way up in the hills on a Sunday night. And this man, this pastor, he couldn't figure out why he couldn't get Easter Sunday all what he was wanting. And so I asked him, I said, he was really praying, really concerned about it. I said, did you ever get this from the Lord? He said, oh no, I said, I did this myself. I said, sure, that's what it is. See, if God tells you to do it, I'll guarantee you everything will work right. But you can start doing it in your own image, your own power, and you're going to be walking in. You might feel like you're just really Superman, but you're really not Superman because you can't be super nobody. You've missed the boat. But you need God, His power, His blessing, to help you to be more than conquerors through Him who loves us. You know, many years ago before this, I spent my journeyman with the Lord. And I was a mechanic, and I guarantee you for 10 years, I prayed the Spirit every time I got behind the steering wheel of my truck. That's what the Lord told me to do. That was what He told me to do. And then when I went home at night, He says, eat my word for 10% of your time. I tied my time in reading the word at night or in the morning, which is 2 hours and 40 minutes, I think it was. But I'll tell you, it started paying off. I was always in trouble before this happened. I think I might have had a heart attack. But when I went God's way, I prayed in the Spirit every time I got behind the steering wheel of that truck, and I was a better driver. I prayed in this heavenly language, and when I got to a job, I knew what I was going to do before I ever got there. Most mechanics have to be sent out by one that tells you where to go and all that. But God, for those years, sent me Himself. He would tell me to go so-and-so. And then one time I went down by this ranch, and the Lord, He says, I want you to go in there because they got a fuel pump off a cap that needs so-and-so and so. But God was always right. So I've come too far, and I've practiced God's ways in my work field. But I'm no longer in my work field. I'm in God's field now. But I have a lot of cloud, or if you might say that, a lot of experience in the things of God. And I know I may not get this word across right because God's leaving this in my hand right now. I hope really He's anointing me. But this word has to be anointed from heaven. And what we do every day of our life, we need to have in our heart that we are doing the will of God. And you can't do it when you're out here guessing what you're going to do. You can't do it when you're playing games out here. I see people and I just have to shake my head. They don't know nothing. They don't have a clue what's happening. The pastor doesn't know what's happening. Like that man that I just told you about, he didn't know that he should pray and seek God. And he said, well, I said, I've already done it. Well, that's what you got troubles. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. When I started going God's way, I never lost. I didn't even lose anything from then on. God has the answers. God is real. And churches churches come against me all the time. They even kicked me out of the churches. They wouldn't let me go to the churches. So I just had to get out here with the Lord. Just Him and me. So I know how the Holy Ghost feels. I've been kicked out like the Holy Ghost has, and I've been put down, and God's real. And I guarantee you right now, God's healing people. He's doing great things all over the world. This ministry is sending words all over the world, and we're seeing people healed from Texas all over the country. Things are happening, and you know, the world that we're living in has a lot of flooding. A lot of terrible things are happening. But you know, right here where we are, I see in God's grace upon us, we're living in a place that we haven't had no flooding. We're living in God's umbrella. the only thing I can believe about it. It has to be, because we're living in safety. We're living in God's blessing. I really truly believe that God called me years ago, and He told me that I was going to be one that He's going to use in His last days. And truly, I believe it. I truly believe it out there tonight. I witnessed it as from the Lord. And I know that God never makes mistakes. And I know that I'm not nothing extra. I want you to know, I don't know why God ever chose me. I have nothing. God is so supernaturally wonderful. And all the, I hear these pastors say, oh, don't underrate yourself. Don't do all these things. Well, I tell you what, there's no good thing within me. Our righteousness is filthy rags. When we start seeing, compare with God, we're nothing. And we need His sovereign help. We need His power. We need His direction. We need His counsel. We need His guidance. We need His direction, because He does not make mistakes. And you can walk in His liberty. You can walk in His joy. You can walk in His peace. You will walk not being failing. You will walk being justified by the Spirit of God, and you will walk in peace of God. You'll have assurance in your life that everything's going to be okay, that God's on your side. Greater is He that's within you, He that's within the world. You can have assurance that God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye is on the righteous. His ears are upon you, and He will love you. He will bless you. He will keep you. He will make His way to shine upon you. He will make the will of God be upon you when everything is dark around about you. And we're living in that day when everything is going to get dark. So I want to tell you tonight, you need the love of God. You need the power of God. You need His sanctification, you need the holiness of heaven, you need the Word of God, and you need the counsel of God. You need what God has for you tonight, that you might live, be above reproach in this last hour, that you can walk in His victory, that you will not have to be like the early church that actually subsided. Wasn't very long, it was nothing. And then they went to the dark ages, and now the churches are starting to reassembling. But hopefully, before the coming of the Lord, that we get on fire by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says we're neither hot nor cold, because we're lukewarm. God's going to spew us out of His mouth. We need to be on fire for God. We need to walk in victory. We need to walk in His promises. We need to walk in His blessings. We need to walk in His faithfulness. That we would be above reproach. That we would walk, thus says the Spirit of God, that we might walk to edify, to uplift, to encourage our brothers and sisters. That we might walk to, that they might be healed, that your people would be saved, that people would walk in God's blessing, they would walk in His promises. I pray that God will meet your need this night. I pray that He'll make His face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you, and lift you this night, and He might encourage you, that He might be a blessing, that you will walk in His peace forevermore, and you can walk in His safety, you can walk in His guidance, you can walk in His direction, you can walk in His liberty, you can walk being justified by God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. And I pray this night that God will bless you people. I plead with you out there tonight. Seek God. Start praying the Spirit. If you don't know how, pray till He gives you that heavenly language. And when you get in that heavenly language, pray, pray. Through the Spirit of God, He'll keep you justified. He'll keep you edified. You'll walk in victory. You'll walk in His promises. You'll walk in His love. You'll walk in His guidance. You'll walk in being justified by God Himself. And you'll walk having that assurance in your heart that if you come through this God's glory, at the split second, you'll be ready to go. You'll make peace that you're ready to go on to heaven. And you don't have to do no sudden things over, which many may have to do because the things that sin their life. We need to lay aside all the weights and sins that so easily beset us, that we might run that race with patience. And I'm going to close with that. We must run that race with patience. And we need the Holy Ghost to help us. We need the Spirit of God to help us this night. I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. I pray that you'd uplift them, to encourage them in a mighty way. I pray that you might deliver them. And those out there tonight that need deliverance, I pray that you'd set them free. I pray for those that need help. I pray that you'd move upon them in a mighty way. I pray for those that need healing this night, that they will be healed. I pray for those that are in need and the joy of the Lord. I pray that you'll give them that joy this night forevermore. I pray for the peace of God to be upon them in a very powerful way, in a very holy way. I pray for those flood victims on the east coast of the United States. I pray for those that's going through floods right now. I pray that the peace of God will be upon you, that you'd comfort these ones in a very special way. I pray that you'd uplift them this night. We pray that you'd touch America this night. We pray for these victims that find themselves in this flood-stricken land. We pray that you'd uplift them. We pray for all the problems of this nation, all over the world. We pray for those that you have faced problems and we're facing calamities. And we pray for Israel this night. We pray for Israel in a mighty way. We pray for the grace of God to be upon Israel. We pray for supernatural power to be on Israel this night. We pray that you protect Israel. For I, the Lord thy God, have things under control, says the Spirit of God. I will keep those that call upon me. For those who will seek me, they shall surely find me. And I shall not disappoint them. I shall walk with them. And I will walk before them, and I shall keep them in my mighty hand, and I shall shade them, and I shall perfect them with my mighty fenders, that they shall be shaded, that they shall be even protected, that I shall give them that liberty forevermore, and I shall encourage them, that they shall walk in my victory, saith the Spirit of God. I'm going to quit right now. God bless you. God love you. God's face to shine upon you. Be gracious upon you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.